We're going to turn now to our interview. I've got Sadie and Jay in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Cuddle up to your mics.
Hey. Hello again.
Old school Saturday night. You guys are going to be playing with Winter Wilson. This is a double gig. And you guys are folk musicians. Winter Wilson is a folk musician.
Yeah, they're a very well-known UK folk act. They've been going for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, they play quite a bit with Fairport Convention in a large band. And, there's a couple that we met about 5 years ago, isn't it? Almost exactly.
And yeah, we were running a house concert at our place for travelling and touring musicians. We had our house concerts were called Rare and Extraordinary. And they were our guests 5 years ago on this very same date.
Oh, right. Today.
On Saturday.
Oh, Saturday's date when you'll be playing. Okay.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to remember, how come I've got you in the studio on a Monday morning and the show's on the weekend? And you happen to be in Raglan. You happen to be in Raglan this day?
Yeah. We just came out to enjoy Raglan.
It's a good day for it.
It's a day off. Day off to be able to get out here, so.
Yeah. No, so you guys are based in Huntley or around Huntley somewhere?
Yeah, we live out the back of Huntley, around the back of Lake Pukatarini.
Yeah.
We moved back to New Zealand, because I'm a New Zealander. Moved back to New Zealand in the middle of lockdown about 3 years ago.
Was that because of COVID and lockdown and all that, or had you been thinking about it anyway?
Yeah, it had come up, because I've got family here in Hamilton.
Yeah.
And we actually had quite a sizable UK tour. Our next UK tour was lined up, and COVID shut that whole thing down.
Yeah.
And it shut down the whole music scene, of course, as it did here. Mm. So we thought, it was going to be quiet for quite a period of time. It seemed like a good time to move. So we packed up sticks in fairly short order, and we bought a property out the back of Huntley, basically a cow paddock.
Right.
And we've built a house and garden and studio out there.
Okay, well, that's great. But we should talk about the music.
Yes.
So it's a double act. You guys are folk musicians. How do you describe, we'll play a song in a little while, but how do you describe your music to people if you don't get to actually play some music?
Well, it's very loosely folk. We have the tradition in the Celtic tradition.
Yeah.
In our bones and blood. But we're quite rogue to that genre. We move around quite a bit. So we're acoustic performers and players. Both Winter Wilson and us write our own music and have our own albums out. But there's a real variety on both of those, or all of those albums between us. Go from ragtime blues to a bit of Americana.
Yeah.
They're very much songs based in stories and legends and history.
And I was just thinking, this is about three different rooms you can play in at the old school. Do you know which one you're in?
We're upstairs.
You're upstairs? Okay, all right, that's the bigger, that makes sense, that's the bigger of the rooms that they've got. I talked to somebody on Friday who decided they wanted to play in one of the smaller rooms because it was so intimately like the space.
Right.
But you guys are a double act. And now you're talking about your music. I read that you've had about 10 albums. Is that right? Was that you guys or Winter Wilson?
That's Winter Wilson.
How many albums have you guys done?
We've got three.
You got three. So. Okay, that's too much to like play all your music. So, how do you choose what you're going to play from?
Oh, it's it can be difficult sometimes, and you try and work out a little bit where you are and what people might be interested in. Sadie had said a lot of our stuff it's based in sort of people, place and time. It's like folk music in terms of stories about events and things.
Yeah.
And some of it is more contemporary. So it's just a case of trying to judge what you think people might like and pretty much what we're in the mood for at the time.
Go with the vibe.
Try and make something that's, entertaining and exciting and takes people up and down so you can put on a real show in terms of it's not all the same sound.
So can you change your set list during the show? Do you tend to do that?
Oh, we could do. We have done. We have done where people might be responding to certain sorts of music, and we might add a few or change a few or decide not to do something.
Yeah.
On Saturday we'll be doing our best of, I guess, and our best of often is led by what has been most popular and where we get awards. So a lot of the songwriting that mostly Jay does is award-winning stuff for the songwriting and for the arrangements. So we'll pick those on our set list. We've got people singing our songs in various places, so it's nice to get the audience involved if they want to sing along to some of our less complex songs. They can feel involved.
And you've been playing at some folk festivals around the country. So you must have a feel, and you've been, like you say, been in the country for about 3 years now, so you must have a feel for what people like around here anyway.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think the genre of music that we play, or the subjects and the way that we present it, it's fairly appealing to most people. It's not a specific music genre that just a certain slice of people like.
Yeah.
Obviously, we think it's fairly entertaining and quite broad. We do like to get people to sing along to certain songs, which is not, I think it's really much a folk thing. You know, dyed-in-the-wool folk audiences will often sing along. They'll pick up on choruses and sing in a large room. We like to encourage that. So if anybody's coming along and they want to join in, then that's just okay.
Okay, and is there much of a difference between Australians and New Zealand audiences, have you found, or are we pretty similar?
The folk community around the world feel the same type of people, which is not far away at all from coastal towns like Raglan, you know, pretty relaxed, very welcoming. You feel all part of one family.
Yeah.
You experience that on our travels. It makes the travels and playing music such a wonderful thing. Is a lot of it is touching the people.
So I guess the music itself kind of selects for the audience, doesn't it? Like the.
Yeah. Well, because several of the things we do are about sort of major events. The last album we did, A Passing of Seasons, was specifically Australian historical stories.
Yeah.
Obviously, post-colonial stories. But I think the essence of a lot of those songs, a lot of people relate to, like we do, there's some mining songs and some songs about wars and a lot of sort of general folk fodder.
Yeah.
But I think they're written in such a way we almost always get, a group of people who come up who have experienced something like that in real life or in contemporary times or, and it, a lot of those songs really seem to touch people, their experience of the subject, which we just absolutely love. When you get that reaction from people where they know, because it's not, we don't typically write songs about our particular feelings or our particular experience.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's more sort of pop music, isn't it?
That sort of thing. So we try and, so even some of the songs are actually quite historically accurate, although I hope that doesn't sound like it's boring. It's not a history lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
People, we've had people come up and share experiences. Oh, I had a brother who had been through that, or had died in a mine, or I had a cousin who was had been a firefighter and on call because some of the subjects of the songs that we do.
It's also bringing some legends to light that perhaps weren't known particularly well for some reason or another.
Yeah.
One of the songs that we have is an amusing take. It's kind of a ragtime song and quite humorous about a lady called Fanny Durack, who was in her time around the 1920s and 30s was the world's best freestyle swimming champion.
Okay.
And, you know, at the time, wearing a pair of bathers in public was just not allowed. Mm. And women couldn't swim in the same swimming pool as a man. And she, off her own back, basically went to other places in the world and won a lot of gold medals. Yeah, it's this cheeky little song that Jay's written, which gets a few laughs.
I was reading, I suppose there's a guy who writes on music called Ted Joyer, and he was talking about there were three basic types of music, which is there's dance, there's singing about your emotions and singing about stories and telling stories, and it sounds like folk music is definitely in that category of have, it's got a narrative in it, and yeah, there's a journey.
Our version of folk, you know, there's an ongoing discussion. People who want to describe what folk music is.
There's a bit of a purism thing out there, is there?
There can be, and you know, we're not arguing one way or the other, but our version is certainly, you know, people, place and time.
Actually, given that like folk music is like this people's music, so
absolutely,
it feels like there shouldn't really be any rules about that in a lot of ways.
No.
Yeah, whatever the people like.
Yeah,
not what academics like. So we've got a song that we're going to play. Do you want to tell us about that?
This is Red, Red Dirt.
Yeah.
This was a song, this was kind of, when I wrote this, it was kind of my ode to Australia. I tried to work out, being a Kiwi, what it was about Australia that appealed, or what the essence of Australia appeared to be from somebody from the outside who then lived there. And started with just a little jingle playing a tune, and I'd asked a friend, what does this song remind you of? What is this tune? And they went, oh, red dirt, like the interior of Australia.
Right, okay.
So the song Red, Red Dirt came out of it. And this one got to be, for a brief sparkling moment, the most downloaded radio song in Australian outback country. So it certainly appealed. So we must have got a few lines in there that people liked.
So have they got stations in the outback in Australia and the little towns that are that
yeah,
are out
there's
there?
A whole network.
Right. Well, this sounds interesting in itself, but let's play the song and we'll get underway right away. No, we're not. I said I haven't played CDs for a while.
Old-fashioned CD.
I hit the open button instead of the play button. So we're just going to... It was track 6, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was track 6.
All right, that was just so classy. Here we go.
Out 300 million years of entry to write. Cities and the towns work all their days making wheels go round. They're dressed to impress in their fine suit and shirt, living in grey concrete, dreaming red, red dirt.
Listening to The Morning Show on Raglan Community Radio. Welcome back, Sadie and Jay. Remind us about that song that was Red Dirt.
It was called Red, Red Dirt.
Red, Red Dirt. There we go. And we were just talking off the air about the recording process, and you've got some friends in the studio with you. And, of course, on Saturday night, there's just going to be the two of you playing, and we're just talking about how you translate that. But the song starts off with just you two, doesn't it, when you originally make it?
Yeah. When we record stuff, we record a version and an arrangement that Sadie and I will do live.
Yeah.
So we have the bulk of the dynamics, the various spaces that are in the songs and the fills. But often when we record, we had some fantastic musicians, and they would bring things like, you know, whether it be a mouth organ or whether it be a cello, or a Boron drum.
Yeah.
And that they would then fit around our arrangements. So when we do a studio album, they kind of flesh out a little bit, which we love, because there's only so much you could. We both play several instruments, but
not
obviously
at once.
Live, we can't do them at once. Yeah.
So what instruments will you be playing on Saturday night?
There will be a tenor guitar, a normal guitar, and a double bass.
Mm-hmm.
And you're both singing.
And we're both singing.
Okay, so that's actually like the potential for four sounds anyway, so it's a reasonably full sound.
Yeah, we got a particular compliment from a European group, folk music group, well known, I think it was in Italy, and we're performing at a festival, the Great North Festival, and we're chatting to the guy afterwards, and he's sort of Italian, and he says, there's no gap, there's no holes in your sound. It's a complete sound. Yeah. With just two of you. And we took that as a particular compliment. We do put a lot of work into acoustic arrangements.
Yeah.
So that they do sound full.
Mm. And a question, I'm always getting musicians coming through the studio. We had two on Friday, and I'm often asking them, especially this is a New Zealand question, is have they been able to quit the day job? Have they been able to make a living out of the music? I feel like you guys might have been able to at times, I'm not sure, but it's always harder in New Zealand.
Yeah, when we were in Australia and we started doing this, we'd had a couple of UK trips and a few albums, but we did decide that if we could get a proportion of the year, maybe a quarter of the year to a third of the year, living off music, that we would choose to continue to work and not commit ourselves fully to it. And there was a few reasons for that. One, the money, because folk music it's an interest, it's a love, it's not a hugely commercial genre. And also, you know, we had a lot of friends who were full-time musicians, and you could see quite an element of burnout where they were forced to do, no criticism intended, they were forced to do pub gigs, do covers, do a bunch of musical stuff which didn't feed their creativity.
Yeah.
And it was their version of work, and as far as jobs go, that's a better job than most.
Yeah.
But no, we decided that we would rather do sort of gigs, concerts and tours, and try and retain at least an art form view of what we did just for enjoyment.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not a job. It's fun.
Oh, it's very much a self-funding, perpetuating part of our life. Mm. And it, in that way, it becomes very sustainable. And that's how we've looked at it.
Right, now I realise we should just go back to one thing. Right at the start of the song that we just played, there was a sound that sounded like a didgeridoo but wasn't. Can you just explain what that was?
That was a harmonica with some little sound effects on it to deepen the sound.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yes. Matthew Moline is a wonderful blues player, but other than playing harmonica in a blues fashion, he gets very creative with it, and it's amazing the sounds that he could create from this one little mouth instrument.
And also with that song, that it's, you know, the cultural element of using a didgeridoo or Aboriginal references. We wouldn't take that lightly.
Yeah.
So to recreate the sound using another medium, we felt was appropriate for what we were doing.
It's kind of like an audio reference to something.
It's an audio reference, yeah. We weren't doing any cultural appropriation or misappropriation.
Are they worrying about these days in Australia? That sounds like a rude comment about Australia, but I know there's...
It's hard to know, really.
There's more of a debate over there at the moment about Indigenous rights and
the
history and everything.
Yes, that's true. And we didn't really need to get involved with that as far as intellectualising it. It's more of our own moral, I guess, feelings about it. Yeah.
I have written a song we haven't recorded called One Day about Australia Day, which is quite intensely political with strong views, and maybe not for this conversation. But, yeah, it's certainly a thing in Australia. And, we've got our issues here. At least it's above board and it's discussed and it's worked through. And hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel. But, again, good, dare I say, you know, it's certainly fodder for folk musicians and social comment.
Mm-hmm. Folks, we're talking to Sadie and Jay, who are going to be playing with Winter Wilson at the Old School on Saturday night. Just tell us briefly, as we're running out of time, who Winter Wilson are, and maybe we'll try and squeeze in a track of theirs as well.
Oh, Kip and Dave, Winter Wilson, great songwriters, great musicians.
And lovely
people. Just lovely people. they do their version of folk, which is quite different from ours. It will be a different half to the show, but very entertaining, beautiful voices, beautiful instrumentation, and like I said, they do some big festivals in the UK and play with some big bands.
They're from the UK.
And this is their they've been down to the Southern Hemisphere a few times. As we said, we met them 5 years ago and they stayed with us, and they're staying with us this time. And absolutely worth it's a real opportunity for people to see a real top-class UK folk act.
And they make a living in the UK from their folk music.
Yeah, they're full-time.
They have been described by one of the leading radio DJs over there as the hardest-working duo on the planet.
Yeah, maybe.
They tour Canada almost every year, Europe. Germany's a big place that they tour and get big crowds to. Australia and New Zealand, they've kind of done a lot of travelling.
During lockdown, they did a live recorded show from home and donated a lot of the proceeds to charity and raised thousands of pounds. They're just great people.
We're lucky to have them coming all the way to little old Raglan then, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. So we've got a song queued up, and this time I'll hit the play button instead of the open CD button. But what is the name of the song? What's it about?
Okay, just remind us, because this was...
song number five of The Passing of the Storm.
Which you've got there in front of you.
I wish you good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, I wish you good morning. I think this is an example of just great songwriting, a great concept, simple, clean, and a lovely message.
For the morning in Raglan, such a beautiful day here today.
All right, Sadie and Jay, thanks heaps for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
I was watching the sunset and you were watching it rise. So many miles between us, but we're sharing the same skies. Now isn't that something? Something to do with how you love. Same time, staring up above. It's only time and distance that's keeping us apart. There'll always be a place for you. There's space within my heart, and it's not going anywhere. This love is locked in tight. Wishing you good night. Once again I find that I am far, far away, and I so often it leaves me wishing. There's so much to discover, there's so many sights to see, but still I ponder on the ones that I am missing. From the kids, the gossip from my friends, I'm still holding you close, forever in my sight. Keep on wishing me good morning, and I'll keep wishing you good night. Yeah, keep on wishing me good morning, and I keep wishing you good night.